Kalim chapter 14, Mishnah 1. So this Mishnah, we're now going to talk about metal, damaged metal utensils, and they remain susceptible to impurity as long as they are considered utensils. So says the Mishnah, clay matkois, metal utensils, kamahu shirin, what is the minimum size, meaning what is the minimum size that they need to be damaged? Hadli, so the first case is a pail, and the pail remains susceptible to damage if it's solid enough to draw water. And that's talking about drawing water from a well. So a pail that's used to draw water from a well, if it's solid enough to draw water from the well, it's still considered a pail. Kumkum, the next case is an urn, a damaged urn. If it is still solid enough to heat water with it, then it is still considered a proper utensil. So the first two cases concern solidity, meaning that these cases over here, it was not that there was a hole in it, but that the container was damaged in some way, that the question was, is it solid enough? Is it going to break? The next cases in the Mishnah are now going to be talking about holes. So carries on the Mishnah. And the first case is mecham, a kettle, a punctured kettle. Kedela kabel slime. If the hole is big enough that the sellers, a large coin which is sometimes stored in a kettle, falls through. If it's able to fall through, then the kettle is considered damaged. But if it's smaller than that, then the kettle remains susceptible to impurity. Halpas, next case is a halpas, which is a cauldron. Kedela kabel kitonos. The cauldron, if it's punctured, it's got to be enough to hold pitchers. In other words, other small utensils which were washed inside the cauldron. So if the cauldron was if the hole was small enough that the pitcher couldn't fall through it, then it was not susceptible to impurity. It was still considered a function. Sorry, it was susceptible to impurity. It's still considered a functional vessel. And the ketonas, the pitchers themselves, kedela kabel prutos. If they have to be able to hold small coins. If they're still able to hold a pruta, a small coin, then the pitcher is considered susceptible to impurity. Midos yayin, a wine measurement, b'yayin, if it can still be used to measure wine, then it's susceptible to impurity. Midos shemen, oil, if it's a measure of oil, then b'shemen, if it's still able to measure oil, it is susceptible to impurity. Rebbe Lezer Omer, he says, kulan b'prutos, he says, even these things, everything, even the measures of wine and the oil, the test with them is prutas. If they're punctured, they remain susceptible to impurity if a pruta doesn't fall out. So even though it can't be used for measuring wine or oil, if a pruta can't fall out, then it's still susceptible to impurity. It still has some use. Says the Kati, the Locha is not like a Rebbe Elezer. Next case, Rebbe Akiva Omer. Rebbe Akiva says, a metal utensil, hamachusar chatifa, that is lacking a chatifa, tame, is impure. So brings a kati that there are many different interpretations of what this means, this chatifa. But according to most of the commentators, what this is talking about is not damaged utensils, but a new metal utensil, a new utensil which is not susceptible to impurity until it is fully finished. And a utensil that lacks a lid is considered finished and is susceptible to impurity. V'machusa letisha, but if it is lacking polishing, that the professional metal utensil maker hasn't polished it yet, tahor, then it is pure. It's not susceptible because it is considered unfinished all the while that it is lacking this polishing, which was the finishing off of the metal utensil.